We're starting the week on Culture File in the company of Paddy Woodworth, who, for the last few entries on his shelf, has been looking at books with pictures and the work of some of our greatest nature artists. All that ahead of our live Culture File debate sessions at Dublin Book Festival this coming weekend. More about that presently, but first, Paddy Woodworth is going to need a bigger shelf on which to put Naturama by Michael Feuer.
The American nature writer, Rachel Carson, published landmark books like Silent Spring that changed the course of environmental history, leading to the banning of the pesticide DDT in the 1960s. But she never forgot that a healthy relationship with nature begins in childhood pleasures, not in adult polemics. One of her finest books, celebrated on this bookshelf some years back, is A Sense of Wonder. It offers rich autobiographical insights into how she led her young nephew out into the natural world and so enriched and changed his life. Naturama, clearly and accessibly written by the prolific Michael Feuer and delightfully and lavishly illustrated by Melissa Dillon, does something similar for Irish readers. It offers a host of avenues into the pleasures and excitement of nature observation just beyond our doorsteps, from gardens through parks, farms, and countryside, all the way to the seashore. The book is structured around the seasons, like Feuer's more recent journal for adults, The Natural Year. In Naturama, he starts with spring. And you can see immediately how skilled and effective he is at building in relatively complex topics unobtrusively into his text. For example, he reminds us at the start of each season that it is the tilt of our planet towards the sun, or away from it, that causes the dramatic changes in the way plants and animals manifest themselves as the year turns. He also starts, quite literally, with the basics of nature, since the first creature introduced is the earthworm. Aware that this creature disgusts some children as much as it may fascinate others, he's quick to point out its valuable functions, both in cleaning the soil and in aerating it with its burrows, to the benefit of the plants, which he then introduces. The web of linkages that underlies all ecology is thus gently introduced and recurs throughout the book. Likewise, the theme of pollination is woven repeatedly into the text, with the underlying but never preachy message that we need to take proper care of all parts of nature so that the whole great complex structure on which we depend may flourish. He leavens the science aspects with folklore and children's rhymes and frequently introduces Irish names and their translations. A woodlouse, for example, is Míle Criona os Gaeilge. This means a thousand wrinkles, a phrase that is surely likely to imprint the recognition of this tiny creature in children's minds. The beautifully produced, large-format edition by Gill enables Dillon's illustrations to fully inhabit and inform the pages, moving hand in glove with the text. Her vivid images of bluebells, for example, occupy three times as much space as is dedicated to the plant in words. Her portrayals comfortably combine a kind of cartoonish impact in the best sense and scientific accuracy. Her lovely portrayal of a millipede and a centipede is a case in point. Feuer also reminds readers that nature is very closely related to culture. Willow trees, for example, give us products ranging from utilitarian baskets to exquisite harps, including, as he points out, the great harp attributed to Brian Boru in Trinity College's old library. Some statistics here may surprise parents as much as children. Slugs have 27,000 teeth, and swifts can carry as many as 1,000 bugs back to their nestlings, all in a single bulge in their throats. The subjects covered shift quickly, more notes than narratives, but this is probably just the right pace to capture the roving attention of many young readers. So one minute you can be reading about wrens squeezing together collectively in a tiny hole to stay warm in winter, and the next you can be gazing at illustrations of the night sky and grasping how two of the stars in the Plough constellation point to the pole star and how this line always points north. As a bonus, this big slim book is accompanied by a small stout one, a Naturama journal, which offers children, and indeed some adults, opportunities to note their observations throughout the year, stimulated by a treasure trove of suggestions from Feuer and images from Dylan. And you can learn a range of skills that tie us closer to nature, from making birds' nest boxes to planting seeds. This book was published in 2016, prior to Robert McFarlane and Jackie Morris's not dissimilar author-artist collaboration, The Lost Words. It plays a very similar role in reconnecting children in particular to the natural world. As another reviewer has already said, every home and every school should have one. Michael Feuer and Gill kindly donated copies to a refugee group I work with during the COVID pandemic. This resulted in a beautiful telling photo of two Mongolian children absorbed completely in its text and images, learning about creatures no doubt as exotic to them as their yaks are to us. Melissa Dillon, who now goes by the name Melissa Collan on her website, goradiate.ie, will be joining our other guests, Killian Mullarney, Jane Carkle, and Yanni Petters, for our Culture File debate on nature illustration, the National Botanic Gardens for Dublin Book Festival on Saturday, November the 9th.
Paddy Woodworth's choice of Michael Feuer's Naturama for the Naturalist Bookshelf there. And as Paddy mentioned, nature artists and illustrators are part of our day at the National Botanic Gardens as part of Dublin Book Festival on this coming Saturday. The Culture File debate, Seeing Natures, hosted by Paddy, is at 2 p.m. And before that, at noon, John Banville, Sarah Baum, Aura Gatt, and Paddy Woodworth himself will join me for another Culture File debate called Winged Muses, when the writers will be talking about inspirational birds in their lives and works, with birds and synth soundtracking from DJ Lychee. Both sessions are free at the point of delivery, but head to dublinbookfestival.com to book your seat for both. And before that, even Aura Gatt and DJ Lychee will be here on Thursday this week to give a taste of Wings to Come.